It is 6:20 on this Monday, October 18th. It's time for the Linden Hometown News, brought to you by Jake's Barbecue in Linden. Warm yourself up this fall with a Jake's Barbecue brisket sandwich or maybe their Nashville hot chicken sandwich. Jake's Barbecue in Linden, always your best choice for dining or takeout. Well, some folks in Linden over the weekend had to deal with some power outages. Joining us now, the man about Linden, Bo Weil, joins us. How did I miss this power outage Friday night, Bo?
Well, you know, it probably didn't extend down to you, wherever, you know, when you're living down in Bellingham. It's just kind of a north part, and it was sectional, but apparently it was a blown rerouter switch that just kind of actually busted the whole pole in half, as they showed pictures online of it, and knocked out power for, you know, 2 or 3 hours up here in the east side of Linden. I think there was parts in Sumas and Everson that lost power, but it was short-lived, so it was only a two or three hour event. Just as when we were getting the candles lit and the flashlights out, it seemed to come back on. So,
relief for residents.
There was a lot of inconvenience for a lot of people, and so it created a little bit of a buzz.
Shucks. Well, I'm glad that got resolved relatively quickly, because we know how some of these power outages can just go on forever. We'll all lose our minds. We spoke about this last week.
We don't want to lose our minds these days, right?
No, sir. No, not at all. We talked about this last week in the news. The Linden Pioneer Museum director and curator is resigning after 27 years at the helm of the museum.
Yeah, he's gone through some, it sounds like some personal losses in his life with people that he's worked with over the 27 years. And he's just going to take some time off. It doesn't sound like he wanted to make sure that we got through this last bit of difficulties with the COVID and the mandates and get the museum through that. But he served really well at the museum in representing Linden and organizing things and giving tours and organizing events. And he's just stepping down now and moving on to his next chapter in his life.
And he hasn't said what the next chapter is, right? He's just stepping away for now?
As far as I know, he doesn't have any plans moving forward at this time, but we'll see where he pops up and what happens next.
Outstanding. So, and there's some fun things going on at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds just in time for Halloween.
You know what? It's a scream fair. I know that you like the old haunted houses. And this is put on actually by the Meridian FFA. They do this every year. And it starts Friday and Saturday, and then it goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday the following weekend, so the Halloween weekend. So just a short 5 days. There's a fee to get in. I haven't seen the fee yet. But what a great, great fun way to scare yourself good. I know that you like that, Deanna. So
I wouldn't put fun and scare in the same sentence, but yeah, no.
Some people like to be scared, I guess. So, and this is for a great cause to raise money for the Meridian FFA. And it will take place in the Henry Janssen Center at the east end of the fairgrounds. So, you know, be sure to take advantage of it. Take your kids in there. Make sure your kids are maybe an appropriate age. But what a great way to kind of spend some Halloween time and kind of get in the fall mood here.
The fall spirit.
Fall holiday spirit.
Right on. And this is an annual event. Did it happen last year because of COVID, or what sort of COVID protocols are they taking to make sure their customers are safe?
You know, that's not listed, but I imagine that they have COVID protocols in place with the, I mean, most people are going to be wearing masks anyway because it's Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So just have to wear the appropriate type of mask, I suppose. And I imagine their social distancing as they're walking through as well. And they have everything laid out. I don't remember it taking place last year, but it could have.
So, got it.
It is an annual event. Yeah. So,
all right, I'll have to stop by later this week.
I want to do a public shout out to Dylan and thank him for filling in last week for me. Hopefully you two got along just fine on the air. Dylan, old Linden hat, and I appreciate him filling in and taking care of things while I was out of town.
Absolutely. So. He was great. And it's great to have you back, Bo. Thank you so much for joining us for the Linden Hometown News.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, I'll see you in a little bit.
Yes, sir. Linden Hometown News brought to you by Jake's Barbecue in Linden. Underground Burgers, the quick answer to your busy weekend. Juicy tender burgers and waffle fries online, dine in, or you can even have it delivered. And don't forget the shakes. You can order Underground Burger today.